我们读新约圣经提摩太前书第四章。
Let us read from the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
新约圣经提摩太前书第四章。
New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
By means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron.
他们禁止嫁娶。有禁戒食物，就是神所造，叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。
Men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared, by those who believe and know the truth.
凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的。
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude.
都因着神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。
For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of faith and a sound doctrine of which you have been following.
这是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
But have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since he holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers.
这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Prescribe and teach these things.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe.
你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
Until I come, give attention to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation and teaching.
你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through the prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery.
这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Take pains with these things and be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
好，我们的圣经就先念到这里。
And this concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let us spend more time in prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，你实在用你的荣耀和美德照料我们。
Truly, you have called us by your glory and of your goodness.
你不仅让我们出黑暗，不仅让我们脱离撒旦的权下。
Not only you called us called us out of darkness, out of the dominion of Satan.
你所赐给我们的是何等荣耀的救恩。
But you have given us such a glorious salvation.
你常常将你自己的荣耀向我们来彰显。
And you reveal and manifest your own glory to us.
你常常吸引我们的心。
And you draw our heart.
实在是你的美丽夺了我们的心。
Indeed, it is your beauty that captured our heart.
我们越过又发现你是何等的宝贵的一位救主。
The more we live, the more we realize what a precious Savior you are.
早晨我们真的愿再一次的把称颂赞美都来归给你。
Again, this morning we give you all the praises and honor.
实在是你这样的爱了我们。
Truly you loved us.
在千万人中拣选了我们。
And chosen us out of millions.
今天你还要来使用我们。
Again, you want to use us today.
让我们在这一同敬拜，一同的侍奉。
So that we can all worship and serve you together.
能够让你在这里得着安息的所在。
So that this will be your resting place.
让你的见证在这里如明光能够挑亮，能够照亮出来。
That your testimony will shine as a bright noon sun.
我们感谢你这样浩大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful grace.
早晨我们还是一同的谦卑的来到你圣洁的话语面前。
This morning, humbly, we will come before your holy words.
我们真的求圣灵来向我们说话。
May your spirit speak to us.
人的话实在都算不得什么。
Lord, man's words is nothing.
愿圣灵在这里向我们每一个人心里说话。
But may the Spirit speak into our hearts.
我们愿在这里一同的蒙恩。
We want to receive your blessings.
无论是讲的、是听的、是翻译的，我们都一同的来领受你的恩典。
Either for those who speak, or those who listen, or those who translate, may we receive the same grace.
听我们的祷告。
We praise you, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.我想提摩太前书对我们每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常非常宝贵的。
I trust this book of 1 Timothy is very precious to most, to all of our brothers and sisters.
因为我们每一个人心里因着主的爱的缘故，我们都愿意在这一生的当中成为主手中合用的器皿。
Because of the love of the Lord, we all desire to be a vessel in the Lord's hand.
这实在是在这卷书里面特别一个重要的一个负担。
Indeed, this is a burden that Paul has entrusted to Timothy.
这里我们看见使徒保罗在他年老的时候。
We see Apostle Paul in his old age.
他没有在这里讲许多深奥的道理。
He did not entrust many hard doctrines.
好像有许多很高深的启示。
And not any many high revelations.
但是他却把他一生当中在主面前一些最重要的属灵的学习交通给年轻的提摩太。
What he fellowshiped to Timothy was the most important learnings he had in his experience as a Christian.
所以当我们读的时候，我们觉得这些的话语对我们每一个人来讲都是何等的宝贵。
So I think these words are very precious to all of us.
虽然有的时候我们觉得自己实在是不配。
Even though we often feel that we're unworthy.
但什么时候主的爱摸着我们的时候
whenever the love of the Lord touch us,
什么时候我们回到主的面前
whenever we return before the presence of the Lord,
那个起初的爱在我们里面如何眺望起来的时候
that when that first love is rekindled in our heart,
我们觉得说我们这一生不要空跑也不要徒劳
we want to say we do not want to strive in vain,
我们从前我们这一生乃是一生的叹息
before our life is but a sigh,
难道今天我们的一生还要成为一生的叹息吗
？Do we want our life to still be a sigh?
我们愿意在主手中成为一个合用的器皿。
We want to be a usable vessel in the Lord.
让主他自己的工作能够成就在我们的身上。
So、that His work can be accomplished in our lives.
所以这里面我们看见，如果我们要在主的面前学习，成为主手中合用的器皿。
So here, if we want to learn to be a usable vessel in the Lord's hand,
我们需要有许多方面的学习。
There are many areas of our life we need to learn.
我们看见这里面告诉我们，我们要学习操练我们的良心。
Here it tells us we need to exercise our conscience.
我们需要有在灵里面有学习。
We need to exercise in our spirit.
我们需要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
我们需要学习敬虔。
We need to learn to exercise godliness.
因为我们今天要羡慕那个善功。
Because it says we need to have desire after the good work.
成为一般能够刚抬主见证的一般人。
So that we can we can take up the burden and the testimony of the Lord upon our shoulders.
让神儿子的生命能够从我们生命中 显明出来。
So that the life of the Son of God can be manifested through our lives.
那我们怎么敬虔呢？
So how can we be godly?
上一次我们稍微交通了一点点见证。
Last time we shared a little testimony.
那么这里面我们看见一上来他说有鬼魔的道理。
But here in the very beginning it says there are deceitful spirits and the doctrines of demons.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道如果我们要成为主手中一个合用的器皿。
We know if we want to be a usable vessel in the Lord's hand.
我们绝不能够放纵我们的情欲。
And we cannot indulge our own emotions.
没有一个放纵自己情欲的人是可以成为主手中合用器皿的。
No one who indulges themselves can be a usable vessel in the Lord's hand.
神的恩典绝不是让我们得着一个放纵情欲的机会。
The Lord's grace is not for us to have opportunity to indulge ourselves.
神的恩典乃是让我们能够成为神手中合用的器皿。
God gave us grace so that we can be vessels usable in His hand.
所以我相信我们每一个弟兄姊妹都明白，如果我们要成为神手中合用的器皿，绝不能够放纵我们的情欲。
I think every brother and sister understand if we want to be usable in the Lord's hand, we cannot indulge our own will.
我们需要受约束。
We need to be constrained.
但那条路在哪里呢？
But where is the way?
是不是我们到了一个地步成了禁欲主义呢？禁欲就是这个。
Do we need to forbid ourselves from all different abstaining ourselves from different things?
因为仇敌是非常诡诈的。
We know that the enemy is very deceitful.
如果他不能够引诱神的儿女放纵情欲。
If he cannot tempt you to indulge yourself,
你不是要约束自己吗？
Didn't you want to constrain yourself?
你不是要过一个圣洁属灵的生活吗？
Didn't you want to live a holy spiritual life?
那你最好是远离这些试探。
Then you need to stay away, far away from these temptations.
包括生活上的事。
Even in things in your life.
最好你不要吃很多的肉。
It'd be great, it'd be best if you don't eat any meat.
最好不要结婚。
It'd be best if you don't marry.
你看这里面有禁戒食物和禁止嫁娶。
Here it talks about forbidding to marry and advocating to abstaining from food.
弟兄姊妹，这是魔鬼的道理。
These are deceitful doctrines.
神的儿女有的时候会走极端的。
Sometimes we become too extreme.
我们知道我们绝不能放纵情欲。
We know we cannot indulge ourselves.
但是我们在神面前圣洁敬虔的道路却也不是禁欲主义。
But our way before the holiness and the godliness is not to constrain ourselves.
这是世俗的小学。
And these are the elementary doctrines of the world.
这是魔鬼的道理。
And these are the deceitful doctrines of demons.
神的儿女在神的面前是有属灵的操练。
We have spiritual exercise.
最后面他就特别告诉我们要有敬虔的操练。
That's why later on he tells us we need to exercise unto godliness.
所以我们今天不是放纵情欲，也不是禁欲，乃是操练敬虔。
So it's not that we need to exercise, we should not indulge, we should not exercise abstinence.
什么是操练敬虔？
But we need to exercise godliness.
最简单的来讲，
What is godliness?
就是出信造就。
Very simply, it is,
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，我们都开始有一些初信的学习。
It's a training on the very basic truth.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这些的初信造就就是敬虔的操练。
And you realize these basic truths, they are exercising godliness.
不要以为这些事是可有可无的事。
Do not think these are too basic and then you can overlook it.
好像读经、祷告、聚会、参加侍奉，弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是简单的事。
These are very simple, but do not think they're very, because they're basic, do not think they're too simple.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常严肃的事。
Reading the scriptures, praying, and going to meetings.
这是决定我们这个人这一生是不是能够成为在主手中合用器皿的关键。
And it's a key to determining whether we can be a usable vessel in the Lord's hand.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说在初信造就马马虎虎，你以后得到一些高深的或者一些大的启示亮光，你就可以成为神手中合用的器皿。
Do not think if you can be very casual on these basic truths, and later on you receive some high and lofty doctrines, then you can be a usable vessel.
其实神的儿女的软弱失败都是因着在初信造就的时候没有好好学习。
But as a matter of fact, the weakness and all the failures of the children of God come from the failure of their basic truth studies.
你想一想。
Just think about it.
如果我们在初信的时候我们不好好读圣经。
If we just become a new believer and we do not use our time to read the Bible.
当有魔鬼的道理来的时候你就觉得这个很有道理啊。
And if the doctrine of demons come in, then you will think these are reasonable.
你发现你就接受了。
Then you will accept it.
弟兄姊妹不要以为说走属灵的道路好像觉得说是一个很奥妙的事。
Do not think these spiritual ways, spiritual life is very mythical.
其实使徒保罗当他在年老的时候
Is, when Apostle Paul in his old age,
他最注重的一件事就是属灵的操练。
The most important thing to him was to exercise.
就是初信造就。
It's a spiritual exercise in this basic truth.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你有没有注重这些初心的事情。
I don't know if you have paid much attention to these very basic things.
这些事情太重要了。
It is so important.
他这里告诉我们重要到什么程度。
And it tells us how important it is.
他说有今生的应许。
He says there is promise for this life in present.
弟兄姊妹，你晓不晓得有今生的应许？
Do you realize there is good promise in
present life? 你有没有享受过今生的应许？
Have you enjoyed this promises?
主说你们在世上有苦难。但你们在我里面有平安。
The Lord says, in this world you will have trouble, but in me you have peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们在初信造就的时候，我们马马虎虎，实在说来，就连这个最基本的一个生命的应许，今生的应许，我们享受不到。
If we're so casual in our basic truth studies, then we cannot even enjoy these promises in this present life.
我们环境好的时候可以享受一点平安。
We enjoy some peace when our environment is good.
有的时候我们自己的公司还没有裁员呢，别人的公司裁员，我们就睡不着觉了。
Sometimes before even our own company becomes laying off, we hear other people's companies start laying off, and then it takes our sleep away.
我见了有些弟兄姊妹真的是这样。
I have met some brothers and sisters. It's true to them.
他告诉我让我为他祷告。
And he asked me to pray for them.
我说你是丢了工作还是怎么样？
I said, did you lose your job? What happened?
他说因为别的公司开始裁员了。
He said, I heard other companies started laying off.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们享受不到今生的应许。
You realize we cannot even enjoy these promises in the present life.
神的恩典真的够我们使用吗？
Is the grace of God enough for you?
我们真的能享受那出人意外的平安吗？
You enjoy the peace that surpasses understanding?
我们能够站在这里见证说我们的喜乐是胜过那丰盛五谷新酒的人吗？
Can you stand here and testify that my joy surpasses the joy of the harvest?
耶和华真的是你的牧者吗？
Is the Lord your shepherd?
你可以说我必不至缺乏吗？
Can you say I shall not want?
弟兄姊妹，这是今生的应许啊。
These are all promises for this present life.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看你觉得好像最简单的这些初信的这些方面的学习。
Do not look down upon these very basic, simple truth.
我们感谢主，我们的温弟兄已经在镜前的操练给我们交通了很多次。
We thank the Lord, our brother James has already shared many messages on spiritual exercise.
我觉得这是神的灵特别来提醒我们。
I think especially the Spirit of the Lord reminds us.
因为主盼望我们在今生就享受他许多生命的应许。
Because he wants us to enjoy all these good promises that he
has. 还有来生的应许。
To this present life, not only this, but also the life to come.
享受那个羔羊婚宴的喜乐。
Will you enjoy the joy of the wedding feast of the Lamb?
进入到得胜者的行列。
Will you enter into the rank of the overcomers?
和我们的主在千年国里一同的作王，一同的掌权。
Will you rule and reign with our Lord Jesus in the millennium to come?
我们觉得这都是多么高的事情。
We think these are so lofty things.
这跟我们没关系的事情。
It has nothing to do with us.
使徒保罗告诉我们不是这样。
But here, Apostle Paul tells us it's not so.
这些事是和我们初信造就的学习紧紧连在一起的。
And this has everything to do with our learning in the basic truth.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看 初心造就的学习。
Do not look down upon the simple basic truth.
这些是太重要了。
These are so important.
这里面他后面他还特别告诉我们，不仅仅有今生和来生的应许。
And here not only says there are promises for this present life and also the life to come.
他所见证这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And he says it is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
这是使徒保罗自己的经历。
And this is his own experiences.
我们以为使徒保罗他有很多很特别奇妙的经历，所以使他成为一个使徒保罗。
We always think Apostle Paul, he has some very special experiences.That's why he can be apostle.
使徒保罗告诉我们，其实他只是在这些初心造就的课程上认认真真的像一个小孩一样这样认真的学习。
But he just told us very simply, he was just as a child learning, very carefully all these basic truths.
所以他说这话是可信的。
He learned them and exercised them. That's why he can say this is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance.
我们劳苦努力正是为此。
For this, we labor and strive.
弟兄姊妹，因为他劳苦，他努力，你发现其实是在这些最基本的属灵操练上往前去就是了。
What does he labor and toil? It is on these very basic truths.
因为这里边让我们能够敬虔。
So that it teaches us to be godly.
让我们可以像神。
So that we can be like God.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看这些初心的学习。
Do not look down upon these basic learnings.
这里面告诉我们说，因为我们的指望在乎永生的神。
Because it says we have fixed our hope on the eternal living God.
这里面当然这个在原文它其实还没有那么多，它就是 living God， 它就是活神。
He just says.He fixed our hope on the living God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常要在这见证，我们的神是真神，是活神，是永远的王。
We need to always testify that our Lord is the real God, is the living God, He is the eternal King.
弟兄姊妹，这样的见证从哪里产生出来的
？Where can we get these testimonies?
你不要以为这是好像是很特别的经历。
Do not think that these are very special experiences.
其实这些都是从初心的学习里出来的。
But these all come from very basic learnings.
他不仅是世人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Not only he is the savior of all men, but especially of believers.
弟兄姊妹，借着这些最基本的学习
，through these basic learnings，
我们不仅仅从前从罪和死亡里面被拯救出来
，not only we can be rescued out of sin and death。
哦，今天我们把主把我们从世界里面继续拯救出来
，the Lord continue to save us out of this world，
把我们从血气肉体从我们自己里面拯救出来
，saving us out of flesh out of ourselves，
从许多的掺杂败坏里面拯救出来
，saving us out of all mixtures and corruption，
把我们都磨成神儿子的形象
，so that we can be formed into the life。
弟兄姊妹，这个拯救是何等的大呢？
What a great salvation!
所以他说，更是信徒的救主。
That's why he said this is especially for believers。
使徒保罗，我相信在他年老的时候，他在那里所注重的，实在是主在他生命中让他学习觉得最重要、最宝贵的一些的事情。
I think in the Apostle Paul, in his old age, he paid more attention to these very, very basic things that the Lord has shown him.
千万不要轻看这些事物。
Do not look down upon these things.
这些事情对我们神的儿女来讲太重要了。
And these are the utmost important to the children of God.
那么这里面我们看见他这讲到第十节的时候还没有讲完。
And he talks about in verse 10 and he did not finish there.
他并不是好像只讲到说我们就再一次再我们再讲一些初心造就的内容，不是。
He's not saying we're just going to go on and teaching a basic truth.
神从来没让我们停在道理的开端。
But God never wanted us to stop at the beginning of his truth.
但是我们不能离开这些。
But we cannot depart from it.
是离开它的开端。
We need to move on from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们离开了初心组。
Sometimes as we leave the basic truth group,
我们觉得我们离开了这些的操练。
We think we can graduate from these exercises.
我们错了。
We're wrong.
我们不是离开初心组以后就离开了这些初心的学习。
Just because you can leave the basic truth group does not mean that you graduate from exercise.
我们乃是离开这个开端。
We only simply graduated from the beginning of it.
不是 graduated 就是离开 leave 这个 beginning 我们要极力进入到完全地步 graduate 就麻烦了这不能 graduate.
We simply move on from the beginning. We don't graduate, we don't ever graduate, but we simply move on to learn more.
这种 graduate 的思想实在太可怕了。
It's dangerous to think that you have graduated.
我们不能有 graduate 的思想。
We cannot think that we can graduate.
世上的是可以毕业的。
In the things of the world, you can graduate.
属灵的是不能够毕业的。
But you cannot graduate in the spiritual matters.
属灵的是你乃是离开开端，极力进到完全的地步。
You simply move on from the beginning and you press on into perfection.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对神的恩典，我觉得太重要了。
And these are most important to the children.
你往后面读，你就发现说，不仅仅是读保罗让年轻的提摩太好好的在这些事上操练，让他要操练敬虔。
So he exhorts young Timothy to practice and exercise these things unto godliness.
他更告诉他说，你到了一个地位，还要做众圣徒的榜样。
And to a point, he tells them, you need to be example of all believers.
你还要教导人呢。
You need to teach everyone.
你自己没有操练，你怎么教导别人？
If you cannot exercise it yourself, how can you teach anyone?
你最多嘱咐一下就是了。
You can only remind them.
你没有办法教导。
You cannot teach them.
那不过瞎子领瞎子，两个人都掉进坑里面。
Otherwise, you'll be blind leading the blind, both will fall into the pit.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的基本的学习上，你有没有学习？
But in these basic truths, have you learned?
你真有学习吗？
Have you truly learned them?
弟兄姊妹，你所没有学习的，你绝不能帮助别人。
If you cannot learn, if you have not learned these yourself, then you cannot help anyone.
你祷告的时候，主从来没听过你祷告。
If you pray, then the Lord has never heard your prayers.
弟兄姊妹，无论你把谁的那个祷告的那个讲道讲给弟兄姊妹听，都是没有帮助的。
It doesn't matter what kind of sermon on prayers you can preach to others.
弟兄姊妹，因为你根本自己没有经历。
Because you have no experience of your own.
你觉得主的话像蜂王下滴的蜜那甘甜吗？
Do you truly think the word of the Lord is sweeter than honey from the comb?
比许多的金金还嫌宝贵。
Is it more precious than gold and silver?
如果你自己都不觉得主的话宝贵，你怎么鼓励别人读圣经呢？
If you don't even feel that the word of the Lord is precious, how can you exhort others to read the word?
用子们不仅要操练，而且要长进。
Not only you need to exercise, but you need to grow.
要长进到一个地步。
You need to make progress.
成为众人的榜样。
Even to the point that you will be an example.
说你在这些事上要恒心。
You need to set your heart on these.
是 continue, 就是要一直下去的。
You need to continue in these.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉得今天有很大的难处。
We think we have great difficulties.
我们觉得我们离开了初心组，从此就毕业了。
We feel that we have moved on from the basic truth group, then we have graduated.
感谢主，我真的毕业了。
When we say we thank the Lord, we finally graduated.
升班了。
We have moved on to the next group.
我终于升到楼上去了。
We have promoted to upstairs.
弟兄姊妹，我们错了。
But we are wrong, brothers and sisters.
你发现年老的保罗在嘱咐年轻提摩太的时候说你要在这些事上恒心。
But Apostle Paul, when he in his old age exhorts young Timothy, says continue in these things.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的操练上，不仅我们要操练，而且要长进。
But then, sisters, not only we need to exercise in spiritual exercise, but we need to make progress.
不是我们自己觉得我们长进。
Not only that we feel that we have made progress.
不是我们自己觉得长进，乃是人家看出我们的长进。
It is not that you can feel and judge yourself as making progress, but other people.
弟兄姊妹，这件事何等的宝贵。
That it will be evident to all.
弟兄姊妹，我们长进。是神的儿女一个要在主手中成为合用器皿的一个非常重要的一个学习。
And to grow and to make progress is the most important learning we can if we want to be a vessel in God's hand.
长进是我们巨大的保护，弟兄姊妹。
And this growth is our protection.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
你要看见那些滑冰的人。
And if you look at those people who ice skate,
最不容易摔倒的其实是在那里一直往前去的。
The people that are least likely to fall are the people that are moving.
其实站在那里人常常容易摔倒的。
The people who are standing there always just fall.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们在属灵上我们要认识到这一个秘诀。
And we need to know the secret.
我们不能只在那里 好像拦阻一些消极的事物。
We cannot just stand still and try to defend against negative things.
你常常这个把魔鬼的道理拿出来跟大家提醒一下。
And you just bring out the doctrine of demons and remind people not to follow them.
这些需要提醒的。
Yes, we need to have reminders.
你要将这些是提醒弟兄们。
We need to remind brothers and sisters of these things.
你就是耶稣基督的好执事。
If you point this out to the brethren, then you will be a good servant.
但是讲到在敬虔操练的长进的时候，他不是说提醒一下而已。
But in the matter of exercising unto godliness, these are not just things that you point out and remind people.
他说要嘱咐，要教导，要做榜样。
And he says you need to prescribe it, you need to teach it to be an example.
弟兄姊妹，你想想一个身体。
And think about a body.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在这个世界上，你要知道旁边都是消极的事物。
You live in this world and you know that there is negative things all around you.
你我每一口的呼吸，每吃下一个东西，其实有许多的病菌同时下去了。
Every breath that you take, every bite that you eat, there are many bacteria that you're eating in.
一个人如果要过好日子，
if you want to live a good, healthy life,
不是整天吸那个紫外线照过的空气，不是。
It is not that you just breathe, this UV.Penetrated air all day?
乃是有一个积极里面生命的长进。
But that you will have a growth in your life.
是生命吞灭死亡。
So that life can swallow death.
弟兄姊妹，长进是何等紧要的一件事。
Growing is so important.
使徒保罗是不是这样，他自己这样的来在主面前学习呢？
Isn't that so? Isn't that how Apostle Paul is learning before the Lord?
都已经被关到罗马监牢里，都已经那么丰富，都写了以弗所书了。
He's already in prison in the Roman prison. He has already written great doctrines as Ephesians.
他说什么？
What did he say?
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind, press on towards the goal.
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I do not treat myself as already attained.
弟兄姊妹，照着操练，照着属灵敬虔来讲，使徒保罗实在是已经非常非常往前去了。
According to our standard of spiritual exercise, he is very advanced.
但使徒保罗不能停下来。
But he cannot stop.
恒心。
He continued in them.
弟兄姊妹，你看彼得也是这样。
And isn't that so with Peter?
你看彼得后书的时候，那实在是彼得年老的时候，那个时候都马上要为主殉道的时候，他给弟兄姊妹写的劝勉。
When you read 2 Peter, that's when in his very old age, and he was about to be martyred with the Lord.
你读一读，你看他像个老年人写的吗？
And when you read it, do you feel that these are writing of old men?
你要分外的殷勤呐。
He said, be extra diligent.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见老人家分外的殷勤？
Have you seen any old man be extra diligent?
弟兄姊妹，当我们年长的弟兄后面的时候躺在病床上的时候，
as our old brother was our brother was laying in his sick bed,
他的圣经一遍一遍在那里读，
and he was reading his Bible over and over again,
就是不能读了，要一遍一遍的听。
Even when he could not read it anymore, he was listening to it over and over again,
要格外的殷勤，
and extra diligent,
有了信心啊，加上德行，有了德行要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制加上忍耐，有了忍耐加上前进，有了前进加上爱，再加上爱弟兄的心。弟兄姊妹，这条属灵道路一直往前去的。
With faith, he adds on perseverance. With perseverance, adds on the love of the brethren. And this way, he needs to move forward.
有的时候我在那里服侍年长弟兄的时候，我觉着他都这么大年，圣经他都可以背下来了。
And sometimes when I'm there trying to take care of him, I felt that he can already memorize the whole Bible.
年长的弟兄，他所注重的还是初心造就的学习。
But what he paid most attention to are still reading the Bible, the very basic practices of a Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，停顿是非常危险。
Pausing and stopping is very dangerous.
消好像这个消遣，好像好像在那里觉得安逸。弟兄姊妹，这是非常危险的。
To be entertained, to be comfortable is very dangerous.
弟兄姊妹，到了一个地步，我们甚至会听从魔鬼的道理。
to a point we'll be even exposed to doctrines of demons.
你说我怎么会还听魔鬼的道理?
And you will ask, how can I listen to doctrines of demons?
你看我这么有学习了。
Look at me, I've already learned so
much. 难道我还会失败吗?
How can I fail again?
弟兄姊妹不要夸口。
Do not boast, brothers and sisters.
大卫岂不是因着安逸就失败了吗?
Isn't David failed when he was comfortable?
难道大卫失败是败在哥利亚的手下吗?
Did David fall at the hand of Goliath?
是败在那些四面仇敌好像都是这些胜不过的这些巨人的面前吗?
Did David fall against all the enemies who are as giants around him?
大卫失败岂不是在初信造就的学习上安逸下来停顿下来了吗?
Didn't he fail exactly when he paused and became comfortable in these basic learnings?
你早晨不起床，你到日头平息才起床。
He didn't get up in the morning. He didn't wake up until the sun was setting.
那天有没有祷告呢
？Did he pray when he woke up?
那天有没有昼夜思想耶和华的话语呢
？He meditated on the word of the Lord day and night that day.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人很多时候以为自己的从前的得胜，所以我就可以不失败，其实是错了。
For us, so often we think because we have gained victory before, that's why we can be comfortable.
你胜过哥利亚，但是你这个属灵的操练放松了，你很可能落在仇敌的手下。
Even if you have defeated Goliath, but if you lose yourself on the basic practices, then you will fail.
你读前面这一段，你发现使徒保罗所提到的都是初心造就的学习。
If you readThe first section of this chapter, you realize this is all talking about basic learnings.
良心
Conscience.
你的良心有没有好像被热铁烙惯了一样
Is your conscience seared as with a branding iron?
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved by His
grace. 我们的良心被宝血洗净了。
Our conscience is washed clean by the
precious blood. 我们的良心对于罪恶世界这些挤的东西的感觉是非常敏锐的。
And our conscience has become very sensitive to the world, to the sin, to our own flesh.
我记得从前我在这个医学院里面读书的时候。
I remember when I was studying in the medical school.
我们那时候有一种仪器是专门测同位素的。
We had an instrument that measures.
Isotope. 你就这些同位素，你知道这个，如果有的话，你举摸到那是很危险的事情。
And you know, if you touch any of these isotopes, it's very dangerous.
因为你看不见的。
Because you cannot see them.
你可能把这一碗同位素喝下去啊。
You could even drink a cup of isotope.
你看不见的。
Because you can't see it.
你没感觉的。
And you won't feel it.
所以你需要有一个 monitor, 你需要有一个仪器来测的。
So we have this monitor, the instrument that monitors the isotope.
那个仪器非常非常非常好的。
And it's a very good instrument.
它有很多的这个调节。
It has many, many gauges.
你可以把它调到非常非常的敏锐。
You can turn the gauge to very sensitive.
你可以把它调到非常的不敏锐。
Or you can turn it to least sensitive.
因为有的时候我们要测那一个源头的时候，我们不能够用很敏感的，要不然一下子就把那仪器就给测坏了。
Because sometimes you're looking for the source of isotope, so you cannot make it too sensitive.
我们就把它弄到最不敏感。
So we make it to the least sensitive.
所以我们测的时候，那么你看见你都知道，哦，这一瓶里面有多少的这一个同位素。
Then you can see in a certain square inch how many isotopes there are.
但是我们后来忘记了。
But then one time we forgot.
我们忘记把那个调回来了。
We forgot to turn the gauge back.
所以我就拿那个倒数去测，哎，这干净啊，真干净啊，到处都很干净。
So I was using the instrument to measure everything, so everything's so clean, there's no isotope at all.
魔鬼的道理都进去了，没感觉的。
And even these isotopes, the doctrines of demons have already entered in.
谎言进去了，没感觉的。
We have no sense. All the lies has entered in. We have no sense.
假冒进去了，没有感觉的。
Hypocrisy has entered into us. We have no sense.
多可怕啊，弟兄姊妹。
Isn't that dangerous?
今天许多神的儿女里面良心的感觉已经慢慢慢慢失去了敏锐。
So often the children of God has lost the sensitivity in their conscience.
明明是谎言。
These are clearly lies.
明明是假冒的东西。
These are hypocrisy.
我们都进去了。
And we allow them to enter in.
你看这是不是初心造就呢？
Isn't that basic learnings?
这不就是我们要在神面前操练良心吗？
Shouldn't we exercise our conscience before the Lord?
这就说是那些明白真道又祈求的人，其中弟兄们，这不就是读经祷告吗？
And here it says, those who believe and know the truth, isn't that just read the Bible?
他们讲的借着祈求，那不就祷告吗？
And it's sanctified through prayers.
弟兄们，你以为使徒保罗他能够这样的打了美好的仗，跑完了当跑的路，这个守住了道，你以为是靠着好像他是一个特殊材料做成的？
You think Apostle Paul can say he has run the race, finished the race, he has fought the good fight, and that he has, that he is made of a special material?
弟兄姊妹，我真的求主怜悯我们。
And we need the Lord to have mercy on us.
不仅我们要有操练，
Not only we need to exercise,
我们还要长进呢。
But we need to grow.
要让里面的感觉越过越敏锐，对不对？
That we need these, our conscience to be more and more sensitive.
从前听不出假冒，现在听出来了。
Before we cannot tell apart lies and hypocrisy, now we can tell.
从前听不出的这个魔鬼的道理，现在听出来了。
Before we don't know what was doctrines of demons, now we can
know. 弟兄姊妹，我们必须在敬虔的操练上有长进。
We need to grow in our spiritual exercise.
这是使徒保罗他盼望年轻的提摩太能够成为主手中合用的器皿，他需要在这些敬虔的操练上一直的恒心，一直的长进。
That's why Apostle Paul, he wants young Timothy to be a vessel usable in the Lord's hand. That's why he continued to ask him to continue in this exercise.
什么时候我们在这些事上停下来了？
Whenever we stop in this exercise,
弟兄子，什么时候我们不能长进了？
Whenever we stop growing.
我觉得很多时候我们可能在神手中就失去了那个功用。
And sometimes I feel that's when we lose our usefulness in the Lord's hand.
你读旧约圣经很稀奇的。
If you read the Old Testament, it's amazing.
你发现这个以撒和他的儿子雅各在主手中那个被使用是不一样的。
And you realize Isaac and his son Jacob is used differently in the Lord's hand.
以撒在他最后的四十几年的里面，神没有再接着他说话。
And Isaac in his last 40 years, the Lord did not speak through him.
他到一百三十几岁，他以为他要死了。
And even in when he was 130 years old, he thought he was going to die.
因为他的兄弟以实玛利就一百三十几岁死掉的。
Because his brother Ishmael.Died when he was about 130 years old. Because that's why he was eager to bless his children.
从那以后，他在主面前属灵的追求和敬虔没有长进。
And afterward, he had no more growth, no more progress before the Lord.
后面四十几年，他到一百八十岁才被主接去的。
He did not die until he was 180 years old. For so in the last,
这个都到巴旦亚兰，都生了十二个孩子回来，又折腾很久了，他才过世的。
And it was not until Jacob went to Aram and had 12 sons, and before he came back, and then that's when Isaac passed away.
雅各一百三十岁下埃及。
And, but Jacob went to Egypt when he was 130 years old.
最后的十七年。
The last 17 years of his life.
他还是在属灵上一直的长进。
He was still exercising and growing in spiritual matters.
到了他最后的那一天。
Even until the last day.
神借着他祝福十二个儿子。
The Lord used him to bless his children.
那些话多么宝贵。
And you read those words, they're so precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我觉得使徒保罗他真的是语重心长。
And we feel Apostle Paul truly has a heavy heart.
让年轻的提摩太不要轻看这些敬虔的操练。
Do not look down upon these very basic exercise.
要长进。
But move forward.
是离开这个开端，但是要极力进到完全的地步。
Grow and make progress. Yes, you do. You move on from these.From the beginning, but you want to press on into perfection.
什么是长进呢？
What is to grow?
他这里说，不要让人小看你年轻。
He says, do not let anyone look down upon your youthfulness.
啊，是不是说你这个年纪轻的时候，人家都轻看你呢？
Is it because you're young, everyone look down upon you?
那也有可能。
It's possible.
但是这里面我个人的理解。
But my own understanding of this is,
弟兄姊妹，其实我们被人轻看是小事。
It is a very trivial matter if people looked upon you.
使徒保罗难道怕人家轻看吗？
Is Apostle Paul afraid of people looking down on him?
为了主耶稣基督见证是不顾性命的。
For the testimony of the Lord Jesus, he did not even care for his own life.
荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，他都放下了。
He has laid aside any honor or reproach.
难道他难道到了年老的时候还怕人轻看吗？
And he, now he's in his old age. Is he afraid of people looking down upon him?
能够侍奉这位荣耀的主耶稣基督，太荣耀了。
And he can serve this glorious Lord. It, in itself, it's glory.
这是神抬举我们。
It's the Lord who lifted us up.
何等大的恩典！
Isn't that a wonderful grace?
我们竟能侍奉这位永生的神。
People like us can serve the living God.
难道还怕人家还怕人轻看吗？
Are you afraid for anyone to look down upon you?
那这什么叫？什么叫做轻看呢？
So what does that mean? Look down upon your youthfulness.
就是在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上很幼稚。
That you are so immature in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, faith, and purity.
什么叫幼稚的言语？
What does it mean to have an immature speech?
智慧委婉的言语其实是智是幼稚的言语。
Seemingly wise and deceitful words are very immature.
世俗的言语是幼稚的言语。
Worldly speech is
就更别说那些污秽的言语，那些嬉笑的言语。
And we don't even mention the profane and the filthy words.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
一个侍奉主的人。
One who serves the Lord.
一个学习在主面前要成为主何用器皿的一个人。
Anyone who is learning before the Lord that wants to be a usable vessel.
满口都是世俗的言语。
If all your speech is filled with worldly words.
嬉笑的话语。
And these profane words.
弟兄姊妹，这就是被人轻看。
Then people will look down on you. That's the reason.
这是幼稚。
It's immature.
什么叫长进呢？
What does it mean to grow?
长进就慢慢弃绝这些世俗的言语
is to lay aside this worldly speech.
慢慢这个言语你发现越过越单纯
that you people realize your speech become more and more pure.
越过越明亮
more and more bright.
弟兄姊妹你看年长的弟兄们他们在主面前的侍奉是不是这样呢
we see isn't that so with all the elderly brothers who serve before the Lord?
他们在主面前的侍奉那个言语越过越单纯
And their words have become purer and purer.
越过越明亮
And brighter and brighter.
弟兄姊妹真的好像圣经上说那义人的路真的好像黎明的光越照越明直到日午
Just as the Bible says the light of the righteous shines as the morning sun and it grows brighter and brighter until the noonday.
弟兄姊妹这是长进
And this is growth.
弟兄姊妹，我们被轻看是极小的事。
It is nothing for us to be looked down upon.
人如果轻看主的见证，这是极大的事。
But it is a great matter if the Lord looks down upon.
因着我言语的幼稚
，the people look down on the testimony of the Lord because.
因着我常常用嬉笑的言语
，because we're always just joking around.
用世俗的言语
，using this worldly speech.
让人轻看了主的见证。
The people look down on the testimony of the Lord.
这是严肃的事，弟兄。
That's a serious matter.
所以这是长进。
And we need to grow.
长进是脱离这些的幼稚的阶段。
We need to make progress to leave this immaturity.
不知道别的。
We did not know anything.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We know nothing but Christ and Christ crucified.
越过越单纯的来为主耶稣做见证。
And our life will be more and more simple and pure.
这是长进。
And that will be progress.
那么长进的秘诀是什么呢？
And what is the key to this progress?
弟兄姊妹，你仔细读这一章非常宝贵。
And you read this chapter is so precious.
它不仅告诉我们，我们需要非常注重我们初心造就的学习。
Not only it tells us we need to pay special attention to these basic truths.
如果我们在这方面有缺陷，弟兄姊妹，你回去一定要补课的。
And if we're lacking in any of these matters, we need to go back and catch up.
弟兄姊妹，如果你我都不补课的话，我们在属灵上没有路走的。
If we don't go back and catch up on these basic trainings, then we have no way to move forward.
纵然我们的心愿是盼望成为主合用的器皿，但是因着我们缺少这些基本的学习，恐怕到了一个时候被魔鬼都掳去了，我们都不晓得。
Even though we desire to be a useful vessel, but if we lack on these basic trainings, then we wouldn't even know when the devil take us captive.
但这一章它更加宝贵。
But this chapter is even more precious.
它告诉我们那个长进，不仅要进钱，而且进钱让操练人还要长进。
It tells us not only we need to be godly, but also we need to make progress and grow in godliness.
它告诉我们那个长进的秘诀。
And it tells us the key to grow.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要觉得我们自己已经得着，我们需要追求那个长进。
Do not consider ourselves as already attained it.But to continue to grow.
那个长进的秘诀在哪里呢？
What's the key? What's the secret?
那个长进的秘诀，我就是在头两段给我们看见。我想我只简单的稍微提一下。
And I'll just mention it very simply.
头一个其实是一种的阻力。
First, there is a resistance.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个到健身房去，这一个长进的那些人，他们总是要增加许多的阻力。
You see those people who go to the gym, if they want to make progress in their exercise, they increase their resistance.
啊，我一共才十磅，整天拉拉啊，感谢赞美主，真容易啊。
And if you just hold a 10-pound weight, and then you're exercising every day, you say, praise the Lord, this is so easy.
你发现这样的人有长进吗？
You see these people, will they grow?
哎呀，感谢主，每天三张圣经，一张旧约，一张三张新约，感谢主，真的很好了。
And you think, oh, thank the Lord, it's so good, I can read one chapter from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, and three chapters a day, I'm done, this is so good.
弟兄姊妹，这是基本的，没有错，这基本功是需要的。
Yes, these are good, these are basic.
但要长进，不能整天只有十磅啊。
But if you want to grow, you cannot only pull on the
10 pounds. 你见过哪一个真的是能够他真的有健身了那个果效的时候，整天只十磅呢？
You see anyone who wants to grow in fitness to only pull on the 10 pound weight?
我看你有的时候人家游泳的，哎呦，人家游泳都穿的最少，他穿很多沙袋在身上。
Now let's see, if you see people swimming, people wear as little as possible, but I see people exercising, they even wear sandbags on them when they swim.
弟兄姊妹，阻力是非常非常宝贵的。
And this resistance, very, very important.
言语你怎么长进？
How do you grow in your speech?
弟兄姊妹，你要需要去学习来分享。
And you need to learn how to share.
学习为主做见证。
You need to learn how to testify for the Lord.
你发现人会提出很多很挑战的问题。
A lot of people will raise many challenging questions.
有人会给你脸色的。
Many people will throw a fit.
当开始的时候，我们在查经组里，我们不能一下为了要操练，我一下就讲半个小时，那别人都没有机会了。
And if you want, in the beginning, if you want to exercise in your Bible study group, you cannot share for 30 minutes just for the sake of your exercise.
弟兄姊妹，可能你只有三分钟。
Perhaps you only have 3 minutes.
可能从前这三分钟你根本就讲不清楚。
Perhaps before you cannot say anything in 3 minutes.
人家根本不晓得你在讲什么。
If you speak for 3 minutes, no one will know what you're talking about.
人家感谢主，出信弟兄姊妹，感谢主，发言了就可以了。
They'll just say, thank the Lord, this new brother is there to speak in the Bible study, and thank the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要长进啊。
But we need to grow.
我们要在主面前增加一点沙袋，对不对？
We need to increase our weight.
弟兄姊妹，这个沙袋不是我们自己要加上去的。
It is not that we increase our own weight in exercise.
是主的生命在我里面有个感觉说，这一个查经聚会能够聚得好，我有责任的。
But it's that the life of the Lord in you has a sense for the Bible study to grow, to have life.
我这三分钟的分享是非常重要的。
It's important for me to share for this 3 minutes.
我需要借着三分钟的分享，把主的生命的活道把它分享出来。
Through these 3 minutes, I need to share out the living way, living word of the Lord Jesus.
我不能说这次查经聚会完了，我摇头说这带领的真是什么话都没有。
I cannot just leave the Bible study shaking our head, saying there's nothing here.
The leader 根本有问题的。
The leader has a problem.
弟兄姊妹，见证的责任在我们每一个人的身上。
But the burden of testimony is our responsibility.
我们不是争取那个地位。
Not that we need to fight for any position.
我们乃是因着爱的缘故，里面有一个见证责任的感觉。
But because of love, we should have a sense and the responsibility for the testimony.
这样的一个阻力，弟兄姊妹，你发现你真的有学习。
And if you have this resistance on you, then you will learn.
你看我们主在地上的时候，人家用多少的话来引诱他说话，来给他弄陷阱，来向他挑战。
When you see our Lord when he's walking on the earth, you see so many people challenging him, trying to bring words out of him.
你看神的智慧从我们主耶稣里面完全彰显出来。
But you saw the full wisdom of God through our Lord Jesus.
这些跟随主的人岂不是也是一样吗？
Isn't that so with everyone that followed the Lord?
你看斯提凡岂不是借着圣灵和智慧说话吗？
Didn't you see Stephen speaking through this wisdom?
多少人，多少会堂的那些犹太人，这个拉比手下的这些高材生跟他那儿辩论。
All the rabbis and all the genius from the synagogues are trying to argue and debate with him.
你看我们前面的弟兄们，他们就这样的在言语上满了神的圣灵。
But all these brothers, their words are filled, their speech is filled with the Spirit.
保罗也跟随这样的榜样。
And so is Paul who followed these examples.
他走到犹太人会堂和他们辩论。
And he will walk into the synagogue and debate with the Jews.
他里面的光越过越亮。
But his light grows brighter and brighter.
他的这个因为心思意念被，你知道，当你这个被这个挑战的时候，你就发现你一定要回到主的话语面前。
And when you are challenged, you realize you really need to return to the word of
the Lord. 你必须在灵里面去祷告。
You have to pray in the spirit.
所以你就会发现这是一个你初信造就的一个 check, 一个实在说的是个检验。
And this is a checkpoint. This is a check for your training as in the basic truth.
有的时候朋友们提出一个非常尖锐的问题，哎呀，就想不起那些圣经在哪里，怎么找也找不到。
Sometimes a gospel friend asks a very sharp question, and you try to think of a scripture, you just couldn't find it.
弟兄姊妹，当你回去找到的时候，这一节圣经一辈子不忘。
But when you go back and search that scripture at home and you find it, you will never forget this.
你发现你长进了。
And you realize you make progress.
这个阻力是非常宝贵的。
And these resistance are precious.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样有敬虔操练的时候，凡事都有益处。
When we practice and exercise unto godliness,
你可能只是开始操练的是言语。
Perhaps in the beginning you only exercise your speech.
但因着你这样的在神面前这样的操练的结果，你看你的行为也变了。
But the result of this exercise, you realize your conduct changes.
因为你的心思意念被更新了。
Because your mind and your heart is renewed.
心思如何，你的行为就如何。
Your conduct will follow your heart.
那爱心也扩大了。
And you realize your love will expand.
你发现这些提尖锐问题的这个弟兄姊妹或者朋友，你发现他们很可爱。
And you realize these brothers and sisters or even friends who ask these sharp, challenging questions, they're lovable.
我告诉你有个秘诀。
There's a secret.
很多圣经的亮光都是借着这样的挑战明白的。
And many light in the scripture, you will see these light only through these challenging questions.
我可以给大家做这样的见证。
And I can testify to these.
前面有许多弟兄们，他们都可以做，都这样，都同样做这样的见证。
And many brothers before me can also make this testimony.
其实是借着这些阻力，我们才明白的，我们爱心的扩大，我们信心增长。
It is through this resistance our love is enlarged and our faith grows.
这是头一个秘诀。
And this is the first secret.
第二个秘诀。
And secondly,
我们看见说这个，你知道你要去健身房的时候。
And you see if you need to go, want to go to the gym.
如果你只想随便拉一拉，没有问题，你随便去。
And it's no problem if you want to go once or twice and pull on some equipment.
医生跟我讲说我这个身体现在需要锻炼锻炼。
And my doctor tells me I need to have some exercise.
我说好吧，那我就勉强去，但是这个广告说是免费的。
I say, yes, it's okay, and I'll go, but only if it's free.
你知道这个免费的很好哎。
You see, these free things are very good.
它不是让你随便拉一拉。
It doesn't just tell you to pull on play with some equipment.
有教练来教你的。
But there are trainers who come to teach you.
他问我说你的这个锻炼的目标是什么？
And the trainer come to ask me, what's your goal in this exercise?
这个也好，这个也好，这个也好，这个也好，对吧？你很多目标。
Counting out, I have this goal, that goal, I have many goals.
他说你要达到这个目标，我来教你。
He said, if you want to reach these goals, I'll teach you.
哎呀，他那一个钟头啊，那真的跟你自己在那瞎动不一样的。
And an hour with him teaching you, training you, is very different from just me going there playing by myself.
可是等到第二次的时候，他说这个开始要交钱了。
But the second time I went, they say, well, if you want the trainer again, you have to pay.
哎，我说你那广告上不是写的是免费的吗？
But I said, didn't your advertisement say it's free?
他说那叫 try out, 那个是试一试。
He said, that's a try-out period, just for you to test it.
要付代价了。
You have to pay a price.
你知道我就悠悠愁愁就走了。
And then I left sorrowfully.
这个代价付不起了。
I can't pay that price.
我一看，这个代价很贵哦。
And I saw the price is too much to pay.
达到我身上的一些的目标，要健身的目标，很贵很贵啊。
To reach these fitness goals is very, very expensive.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲的敬虔是 unto 什么？这里讲的操练是 unto 这个敬虔，是以敬虔为目的的，是有达到目标的。
And these exercises, you see, there is a goal. You exercise unto godliness.
我们读经祷告，我们参加聚会，我们侍奉，不是没有方向的，弟兄姊妹。
We read the Bible, we pray, we serve, we go to meetings. It's not that we do it aimlessly.
我们是以敬虔为目的的。
We have a goal. We need to exercise unto godliness.
要达到这个目的，弟兄姊妹同样需要付代价。
To reach that goal, the same way we need to pay a price.
没有目的没有关系，随便你动一动，免费。
If you have no goal, then yes, there's no problem. It's free for you.
不需要付什么代价的。
To do anything you want.
但如果要达到目标的话
，If you want to reach a goal,
弟兄姊妹真的要付代价。
Then there is a price to pay.
这个代价是什么
？What is that price?
就是你读一下，你就发现第六节，我觉得非常好。
You read it in verse six.
第六第七节
，six and seven.
第二个秘诀。
And that's the second secret.
这里面说在善道上得教育，这里说到在真道上话语上那么受了教育，那么这个然后说要弃绝世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。
It talks about being nourished on the words of faith and the sound doctrine, and also to have nothing to do with worldly fables and old wives' tales.
弟兄姊妹，一个人怎么能听进这个纯正的道？
How can we receive the sound doctrine?
必须除掉那个厌烦的心。
And we need to have nothing to do.
除去那个厌烦的心。
We need to get rid of our heart.
你怎么能够弃绝老妇荒谬的话语呢？
We need not to be annoyed by the words.
不是，你要弃绝那些老妇荒谬的话，你必须情欲的耳朵给割掉。
And we need to cut off our fleshly ear.
这是第二个秘诀。
And this is the second.
这是我们付的代价。
That's the price we need to pay.
我们厌烦的心需要受割礼。
We need to circumcise our heart.
喜欢听这些荒谬话语、这些是非话语的情欲的耳朵需要受割礼。
Our ear of the flesh that loves listening to all these old wives' tales needs to be cut off.
弟兄姊妹，这就是耶利米的知识。
And that is the ministry of Jeremiah.
耶利米的知识就让百姓心受割礼。
Ministry of Jeremiah is to circumcise the heart of the people.
转向我们的神。
Then they can turn back to the Lord.
纯正的话语进到人的里面。
So that the pure doctrine can enter into the people.
人必厌烦纯正的道。
And because on that day, there will, in the latter times, people will reject sound doctrines.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
因为我们也听过了。
Because we think we have already heard it.
我们早已经知道了。
We have already known it.
我记得，当我听到教会真理道的时候，我都觉得我的耳朵是关上的。
And sometimes when I hear the doctrines of the church, I feel my ears are closed.
我里面有个厌烦的心。
My heart is annoyed.
早就知道了。
I've already known these.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我记得在一个早晨，我在主面前说：“主，求你革去我里面。”厌烦的心。
There was one morning I asked the Lord to circumcise my heart that always gets so annoyed.
那一天，主把教会的真理好像从来没有听过一样，这样的光照在我里面。
And that morning I came to listen to the message as if I have never heard anything before, and the light shined into my heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要付个代价。
Today we need, there is a price.
如果我们在属灵上长进的话
，if you want to grow in spiritual,
外面的阻力，我们是我们的帮助。
Yes, this outward resistance is our help.
里面的阻力需要割掉的。
But the inside resistance needs to be cut off.
弟兄姊妹，先知耶利米在那一直在呼喊。
And Prophet Jeremiah continues to cry out.
其实就两件事情。
There was only two things he was crying out.
就是百姓的心没有受割礼。
One is that the heart of the people were not circumcised.
百姓的耳朵没有受割礼。
And their ears are not circumcised.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会如果心和耳不受割礼，弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前有什么路可走呢？
If our heart and our ears are not circumcised, then we have no way before the Lord.
我觉得这里讲得非常的宝贵，但我时间到了。
And here is so precious, but my time's up.
不仅是在这些恩典上长进。
Not only to grow and make progress in these grace.
其实恩赐上也要有操练。
But even we need to exercise in our spiritual gift.
弟兄姊妹，但这个次序不能颠倒。
But you cannot mess up the order.
弟兄姊妹，你照着这个次序，你发现又能救自己，又能救别人。
If you follow these orders, then you can not only save yourself, but also those who hear you.
但如果我们注重恩赐而不注重这些敬虔的操练。
But if you pay too much attention to spiritual gifts and not pay attention to any of these exercises,
恐怕是又害自己又害别人。
Then very, very likely you will harm yourself and harm others.
所以我想我们这个时间的缘故，我想就跟弟兄姊妹简单的这样说到这里。
And because of time, I think I'll just fellowship with you on this chapter.
但是我们仔细读，你发现真的主的话太宝贵了。
If you go back and read it carefully, you see how precious is the word of
the Lord. 我想在这些敬虔的这个长进上给我们的提醒是非常非常重要的。
And it's so important that the Lord reminds us we need to make progress in our spiritual exercise.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们何等感谢你。
Father, how we thank you.
感谢你，因为你的眼目遍察全地。
Because your eyes look to and fro.
要显大能帮助那心向你诚实的人。
You will show strong support to those.
因为你在任何一个时代，你有7000人未曾向巴力屈膝。
In any generation, you have preserved 7,000 who has not bowed their knees to Baal.
我们实在相信你在这个时代，你有你自己宝贵的器皿。
And we also trust that you have preserved precious vessels in this generation.
你要在这里借着你宝贵的话语来提醒我们。
Through your precious words, you are reminding us again.
让我们敬虔上一直的操练。
That we need to continue to exercise in
godliness. 再次恒心。
And to set our heart, persevere in it.
能够真实的长进。
And so that we can truly grow.
而且成为众人的榜样。
That we can even be example to all.
好让你在教会中的见证有路可走。
So that your testimony can have a way in your
church. 你得着一般能够合用的器皿。
May you gain a group of brothers and sisters who can be usable vessels.
谢谢你向着我们的爱。
We thank you for your love towards us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.